You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors or publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. I'm Dave Capper. Welcome to this podcast of articles from Consumer Reports Magazine, May-June 2026 combined editions, a presentation of Airs LA. Our first article is from the special ratings section. Kitchen Helpers by Althea Chang Cook, Pang Chai Ho, and Daniel Roklowski. With all the slicing, dicing, and cleanup involved, cooking at home can feel time-consuming and tiring. But it doesn't have to. From top-rated blenders and microwaves to space-saving freezers and vacuums, these appliances make food prep and cleanup faster and easier on your body, too. Don't worry, we're not suggesting that you line your counters with single-task tools. New features have made small appliances more versatile than ever. For example, toaster ovens do more than brown bread. Many also air fry, as can some microwaves. Blenders not only whip up a frothy drink, but also can emulsify ingredients for a homemade batch of mayo. A standalone freezer can let you cook big batches ahead for ready-to-go meals and keep them organized. And a lightweight rechargeable vacuum will whisk away a dusting of flour or decrumb your entire floor, no bending or kneeling required. Whether you're adding a new gadget or upgrading an old standby, choose one that simplifies your routine. Here's how. Air fryers. These countertop cookers offer a healthier way to crisp up food that's typically fried, but air fryers can handle a lot more: veggies, fish fillets, even grilled cheese. How to shop. Start with the dimensions. Air fryers are generally pretty compact. Their small size helps them cook food more quickly than your standard oven, but capacities vary. For one or two people, a 4-quart model is usually enough. Cooking for more, step up to a 5 to 6 quart version. Larger models can also cook a whole meal. Some have 2 baskets that allow you to cook foods at different temperatures at the same time. Next, think about features that align with how you cook. Some models have program settings such as broil, bake, and dehydrate, so you can cook a thick pork chop, make brownies, or whip up a batch of veggie chips with ease. A shake reminder, an audible sound that tells you it's time to shake your food for even crisping, is especially useful. What to avoid? A good air fryer doesn't have to cost more than $100. Plenty of the recommended options cost considerably less. Some lower-priced options don't have programmed settings, but the owner's manual may have instructions for the cooking temperatures and times of common dishes. If you're concerned about PFAS, per- and polyfluorocarbonyl substances, also known as forever chemicals, which may be harmful to human health, avoid models with baskets coated with Teflon, PTFE, or polytetrafluoroethylene. Some models have ceramic nonstick baskets, such as the Dash Tasty Crisp Ceramic DCA-F26CM, or clear glass baskets like the Ninja Crispy FN101, which earns an overall score of 69. Note the weight of the appliance in the ratings if you plan to store it in a low or high cabinet. Expert tip. Heating elements and electronics often fail early. A warranty that's 1 year or longer can mean better protection and may signal a brand's confidence in its products. Stacy Canova Turner, marketing analyst for air fryers, toaster ovens, and toasters. Choosing the right toaster oven can simplify breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and provide a more accessible alternative to your oven or range, no bending and lifting heavy pans. But if you love perfectly brown toast, you might still want a dedicated toaster. How to shop. There are plenty of reasons to rely on a toaster oven. They are faster to preheat than a full-sized oven and less energy. And many have features that make it easy to prepare a wide range of foods. Some toaster ovens have air frying capability as well, which could eliminate the need for a second small appliance. If you want your new toaster oven to replace your main oven entirely, check the ratings to see which ones have a large oven. If you're shopping for a standalone toaster, Look for numeric Browning settings or dials that click into place so that you can easily repeat satisfying results morning after morning. What to avoid? The toaster ovens we've tested tend to be mediocre at reheating foods. If that's a task you'll need to do more often than others, look for a model with a decent reheat score, or plan to use a microwave instead. When we evaluate a toaster's ease of cleaning, we look for the presence of nooks and crannies where crumbs can get stuck. Pay attention to the score and the ratings if you want to avoid scraping debris out of cracks with a toothpick. Some toasters have a handy removal crumb tray for easier cleaning. Expert tip: some toaster ovens have clear labels inside and out to indicate which rack position to use for each setting. That feature can eliminate a lot of guesswork. Elias Arias, test leader for toaster ovens and toasters. Toaster, Breville A Bit More, BTA72XL2Slice, $80. Microwaves. When speed matters, few appliances can handle a wide range of tasks as efficiently as a great microwave. Today's models are far more versatile than the more basic options from years past. How to shop. If you need a countertop microwave, first measure your available space, then look to our rating for the largest option that fits. Keep in mind that you'll want a few inches of clearance behind it and between your microwave and any other appliances. If you're replacing an over-the-range or OTR style, know that while they do come with vents for stovetop cooking, their airflow isn't as strong as a dedicated range hood. Some features could help you reduce the number of appliances on your counter. Check the ratings to see whether a model has an air fry setting, for example. If you want to heat up more than one thing at a time, look for a model with a rack, which lets you stack multiple dishes so that everything warms simultaneously. Check the sensor column. Many countertop and OTR microwaves use sensors that monitor moisture levels inside the cavity to gauge when food is done, and the program settings go way beyond popcorn. The OTR Whirlpool WMH78519LZ, for example, has a button to soften butter. What to avoid? If you use the microwave only occasionally for basic tasks like defrosting a pound of ground beef or reheating a cup of tea, there's little reason to pay more for bells and whistles. Instead, check our ratings for models with the highest scores for the task you'll do most often. One worth prioritizing: wattage. Higher wattage means faster heating, something you'll appreciate whenever you cook. Expert tip: choose a medium or large countertop microwave for cooking power and faster heating. We find that small microwaves tend to take longer. Blenders. Whip up everything from quick breakfast to dinner shortcuts, perfect smoothies, velvety soups and sauces, and much more. A good blender can also help you use more fruits and vegetables without adding much time to your routine. How to shop. Love a quick smoothie to start your day or frozen drink? Our icy drinks test will show models deliver the best consistency. Look for a blender with a to-go cup so that you can easily take your smoothie out and about. To prep veggies for fresh salsa, soup, sauces, and more, pick a blender that excels at chopping and pureeing. Personal blenders can handle most tasks, just in smaller amounts. Many of the full-sized options come with a personal blender attachment, but we also have standalone ratings for that category. An immersion blender lets you blend in the container you're already using, so you can smooth gravy right in the pot or whipped cream in a serving bowl. What to avoid? There's no need to spend upward of $700 on a blender. Although popular brands like Vitamix receive impressive scores for reliability and owner satisfaction, lower-priced options from brands like Cuisinart, Ninja, and Nutribullet have surpassed the competition in our lab test of full-size blenders. And don't expect to rely on any blender to make soup. Some manufacturers claim that their models can heat the contents using the friction of the blades, but this doesn't mean your puree will get hot enough. If you want to reach a boil, you're better off using traditional methods of heating, such as a pot on your cooktop. Expert tip: Removable blades and a full-size blender make cleaning easier, as well as safer. Some models also have a self-clean mode, which is just as effective as blending warm, soapy water. Food processors and choppers. Slicing, grating, and dicing are much faster and easier with one of these multitasking tools that, for some cooks, can be the real kitchen MVP. How to shop? To decide whether you need a full-sized or mini machine, think about the task you perform most often. Food choppers can handle small but annoying jobs like chopping garlic or ginger, or a handful of fresh herbs or nuts. Food processing range in capacity from 7 to 16 cups, allowing them to accommodate much larger amounts of food. Many come with accessories like slicing and shredding, disc, kneading blades, and more. By working more efficiently, they reduce food waste too. The best large models included the top-rated Breville, the Paradise 9, BFP638, handle everything from chopping carrots and slicing celery to shredding parmesan and cutting butter into flour for a pie crust. What to avoid? Don't invest in a top-of-the-line food processor if you just need occasional chopping help. You'll save hundreds by opting for a handy food chopper instead. But choppers can't perform a very wide range of tasks. Most are pretty poor at grating, for example. Also, most food processors and choppers are only mediocre at pureeing. If that's a priority, pick a top-rated blender instead, or in addition to one of these appliances. Expert tip: to avoid having to stop frequently to scrape food down from the sides of the food processor, look for one that comes with a bowl scraper, which keeps food close to the blade. Freezers: whether you simply like to plan ahead, cooking and freezing meals to enjoy on a busy day, or need space for your Costco haul, a standalone freezer is a great way to store food without overloading your fridge's freezer. Most of the chest and upright freezers we test do a great job of maintaining uniform temperatures. How to shop? First, you need to decide which type of standalone freezer is right for you. Chest freezers typically offer more usable storage space, tend to be more energy efficient, and usually keep frozen foods longer during a power outage. Their footprint tends to be larger, and their configuration can make it more difficult to retrieve items buried near the bottom. Upright freezers are easier to keep organized, take up less floor space, and usually offer self-defrost and frost-free modes. Next, consider the amount of storage space you need. The smallest chest freezer in our ratings offer 5 to 9 cubic feet of space, while the large chest and upright freezers offer over 18 cubic feet of space. What to avoid? Think about where you want to put the freezer. They can be louder than you might expect. So, check our noise rating if you plan to place it near a living room, such as in a basement TV room. If it will sit in a basement or garage that isn't heated or non-air conditioned, check the manufacturer's specification to make sure the freezer will work in more extreme temperatures. Those above 110 degrees Fahrenheit or below 0 degrees Fahrenheit can damage any freezer. We test for how well a freezer handles an environment up to 110 degrees Fahrenheit. Expert tip: in chest freezers, tiered bins and compartment dividers help keep food organized. For uprights, pull-out bins and adjustable shelves make it easier to separate foods by category. Small vacuums: nobody wants to drag out a full-size vacuum for spot cleaning. The right handheld or stick vac is a handy kitchen helper, making quick work of messes that don't require a major power or a mop. How to shop? Handheld vacuums are best for small areas, cereal spilled on the floor, or crumbs along the edge of a cabinet. When shopping, look for one that's lightweight and easy to store. The Shark Ion WV201, for instance, weighs only 1.4 pounds and comes with a sleek docking station. You can use a stick vac to clean a small mess too, but it can also clean your entire floor. If you prefer a cordless model, pick one with a longer battery runtime so that you won't have to recharge it in the middle of the job. The Samsung Bespoke AI Jet Ultra VS90F40DMK/AA, for example, has one of the longest run times among the models we tested. Many stick vacs we test can also be converted into a handheld vac. What to avoid? Some handheld vacuums require multiple steps to empty. Look for one with a single push-button dustbin release for a one-step job. For cordless stick vacs, avoid buying one with batteries that are difficult to replace or that you can't replace at all. Rechargeable batteries lose their ability to hold a full charge over time. If the battery is difficult to replace, you'll have to head to a repair shop or replace the entire vacuum. And if you have limited floor space or storage, skip stick vacs that come with a docking station. Some models come with a small dock that you can affix to your wall instead. Expert tip: look for a model with strong filtration, washable filters, and an easy-to-clean brush roll so that you're not tracking grime around your kitchen. This brings us to the end of today's articles. This broadcast is for the sole use of our blind, low vision, and print-impaired listeners. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. I'm Dave Capper. I'll be back soon with some more articles. Thanks for listening.